This is Christ's blessing for the miraculous and wonderful day of December the 4th, 2016. It is my privilege to be here in service to the living Christ and gathering with all of our community members in the spirit of love and faith and hope and goodwill for all. And as we always do, I would like to warm up our community by taking a few calls. This helps me know what you need. It also helps me to know how you've been doing with the blessings. Responses from you are very valuable, or even questions that newcomers might have about what is the blessing. It's okay to ask. So we have someone from area code 407. Sorry, I don't have a name, but that didn't come up on your caller ID. And you are, I'm opening your line right now. I'm trying to. You're on.
Hi, Glenda. It's Mary Beth Ashley.
Hi, Mary Beth. Welcome.
Thank you. I'd like to ask a blessing for myself and my three cats. I had unexpected gallbladder surgery the night before Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, it was pretty rough. It's my first time being in the hospital, being put under all. Sunday, I tried to get on the call, but I wasn't able to. I mean, I listened to it. I listened to the blessing, and I really feel that the blessing turned the corner for me.
So, I'm so glad.
Me too, because it was pretty rough. So I would like to ask for continuing health and recovery. And,
absolutely.
My youngest cat came to me a couple months ago, and I thought she was about 5 months old. Turns out she's like 5 years old. She's had a respiratory infection, and of course I wasn't here to give her all her medication, so she kind of relapsed. So I'd like a blessing for her. Her name is Baby Girl.
Baby Girl. That's sweet.
And
okay.
And then Anya and Callie, they have their own issues too.
Okay.
I very much appreciate blessings for all of us.
I sure will. I'll ask Gunner to help me on that one.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
A saint among cats.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you a lot, Mary Beth. And I'm so glad you're doing better. And also, thank you for bringing up something that I think is very, very important to share. And that is that I really believe that the energy given during the time of the blessing, not just the words that I speak before it, but actually during the time of the blessing, I believe that energy is retained and literally recorded for playback. God can do anything. And yeah. I know that you're not the first person that said they were really down, really depressed or challenged about something. They went to ChristBlessing.com. I think it's ChristBlessing.com, or is it .org? I'll check it out right now because I want to tell everybody accurately. I always get that confused because we own both of the websites, but it is .org. So it's ChristBlessing.org, and all of the recordings are there. And if you feel anybody, if you just got a headache, if you're just coming down with the flu or you lost your best friend, whatever, go and receive a blessing. There are literally hundreds of them now, and they're there for you. So I've heard people say they just go to the website, and all of a sudden the energy just starts pouring on them. So it's all free, no catches, no complications. It's just a freely given gift of God, and enjoy it. And I'm so glad that you thought about going and listening to the recording, because sometimes technical things just don't work. You know, much as we really, really love and admire our technical advancements, and to some people, donating their time to assisting in technical connections is virtually their church, because they do it with many, many people who develop cyber opportunities for connecting, especially for charities and benevolent goods. They donate their time to do that. And there are so many people that believe that our ability to be connected globally is a saving grace for the future. And they do whatever they can. So God bless them. God bless them. If you've ever heard me complain about technical problems, it's only because there are technical problems. It's not to complain about the people who are doing their best to correct the technical problems. There is a difference. And I just wanted you to know that. So I'm going to scan through the board and see who else has a request or a comment or a question. Okay. Here we have Renee. Hi, Renee. You're on.
Hi. Actually, this is Denise. I'm house sitting.
Okay.
I'm near Mount Shasta. I'm looking at Mount Shasta out the window, except it's covered by some clouds, but I can see parts of it. It's a really special time for me, and I wanted to ask for a blessing for an endeavor.
Sure.
I've had four traumatic brain injuries in my life. The first one was when I was one, and so essentially I never knew what normal felt like. And I am finally, at 61, being referred to the Mayo Clinic for about 2 weeks of testing, and I am just beside myself with the opportunity. The idea that as the phrase goes, I could recover my originally scheduled life already in progress.
Oh my gosh! Oh, I'm so thrilled for you, and may the grace of God be with you, and make it even more powerful.
Oh, thank you. And I want to say that it will take some miracle or miracles for me to be able to get there in terms of logistics and money and someone to help me do the traveling and all of that sort of thing. And so I'm asking for a blessing for those things as well.
Okay. I have you on my list big time.
Okay.
I want you to have that experience, and I want you to have the life you were scheduled to have.
Thank you. And I know that my life has been in progress while it was doing the other thing, you know.
Of course. Because that brings up another good point that I want to mention to everybody. And that is that so often when some part of our life is not optimum or it's not working the way we feel it should, or it's just downright painful, and any of, or all of the above could be happening, it doesn't mean that the rest of your life isn't working and moving forward. The trouble with our human perception is we always focus on the squeaky wheel. That's what we give our attention to. And this has been given to you by Christ in so many ways, so many different times, in different contexts, in different ways of saying it. But it all gets down to the same thing, and that is you have a huge life that is so much greater than the physical life we think encompasses it all. The fact is, our physical life is almost like a little splinter in our thumb. And the thumb is the part of our spiritual life we can see. And that thumb belongs to a hand we can't even begin to see. And that hand is part of a body that is bigger for that little splinter to even conceive. Does that make sense?
Yes, and I wanted to say that I have, since I think about 2010, I have regularly attended the blessing call, and it's really been a huge light in my life and helped me through very many things. And I love what you just said, that image feels very, very right to me. I feel like I have had a good life and had a lot of gifts, and I try to share my gifts with others as much mm-hmm. as I can. It's just that I'm feeling the chance to have things that I could never figure out, be figured out, and things that I couldn't make progress with yet, get progress. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Oh, yes, and the miracle that will happen when you get that little piece of the puzzle put in. It's kind of like a jigsaw puzzle where we have all the pieces of brown and green that make up the trees, but we can't find that one little piece of cloud or that one little piece of sky. and once we do, it's like a whole landscape opens up. So, yes, absolutely, it's not a small thing. It's a big thing. It's a huge thing. But I did want to use what you said as an example to give to everyone else, because our lives are messages to other people. However we experience our life, it's a message to other people about the same thing that's happening in their life. Just because we don't see the grandeur of our life being physically incarnate, doing the work of a saint, does not mean that the whole body of Christ to which we belong is not a miracle that invites us to contribute every day of our life.
It's the being connected that's the most important thing.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. Well, blessings to you, honey, and you are on my prayer list.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I see Susan is on the line. Hi, Susan.
Brenda, first of all, I have a dear friend. She's 87 years old, going through a tough time. She goes to meetings with me, and if we could give her a blessing. Her name is Ruth Flores, F-L-O-R-E-S. She's a great lady.
Ruth, okay.
I told her that I would. But interestingly enough, I didn't even think about this while I was waiting. I went to a dance last night from a club I belong to, and I sat at a table with a bunch of people I didn't know before, and this woman takes out her you know, camera and starts to talk about, you know, a number of years back, her brother died in a horrible car accident. I mean, horrible. They couldn't even, he was run over a few times by being thrown out of the car, and he was a young guy. And as she said, on her phone, a number of times, he had a nickname that nobody else would know, that he would call her. And on her cell phone, that kept coming up. And she was so shocked by it. And the next thing you know, at the repast, or you know, for him, mm-hmm. they went and took a picture at wherever they were at this restaurant, and she showed this to me. It was all white. It captured him in this like white light, and then above it, a good part from his eyes up to his head. I have never, ever, ever seen anything like that. Ever.
Oh my gosh!
It's another to see this. It was. For him to be able to do that, to me, he must be quite an advanced soul. I have never seen that.
Oh, that is a wonderful, wonderful story.
He is okay. He is okay.
That was his way of letting her know.
Mm-hmm. And she told me this picture, and it's big. It's not like, oh, you need a microscope to see it.
Uh-huh.
It's the most phenomenal thing I've ever seen.
Oh, I love that. I love that, and I believe it. I do. I have heard other stories of that sort. I've had other there's a lovely story that I think a lot of you can relate to, because it involves the missionary to China who actually was the star of the movie, not the actor, but the character star of the movie, Chariots of Fire, the very, very famous Olympic runner who, if you haven't seen Chariots of Fire, see it. It's a movie to remember. If you have seen it, you will know that this minister, who was not yet a missionary to China, but he was a minister, he refused to run on the Sabbath. But the entire Olympic committee finally moved around the schedule so that he could run. And, of course, he won, became the gold medalist, and continued to be a champion runner for some time. But he made his life's work out of being a missionary in China. He died. He actually died, I think it's interesting, about 4 hours before I was born. And I have this very close spiritual sense of connection to him, like meeting him in passing, him on the way up, me on the way down. I just have this really, really close feeling about him. But what I wanted to tell you is that his wife, after China became communist, he sent his wife home. His wife was in, I believe, London. I know it was in Great Britain. And he died, and she was at the counter washing dishes. When he came spiritually, stood beside her, put his arm around her, and gave her a kiss and said, "It's okay, honey." And she knew he had passed. It was like a full-blown apparition.
Well, I had never seen anything like this. You know, a picture is worth a thousand words.
Oh, yeah.
It was so weird because I don't know how she even started to talk about it. I was sitting like 2 seats away from her at a round table.
That's
and then
great.
She passed it out, and I went, "Oh, my God." She said,
"Oh, that's great."
The picture.
Thank you, Susan, for sharing.
It kind of ties in with what you said about you can see the thumb, but, man, there's a whole lot you cannot see.
Oh, that's right. The splinter can see the thumb and see that it's bigger than it is, but it can't see everything else. And I just love that analogy. Okay, we have some other callers, but I don't have a name. One from area code 805, and I'm working on getting you're on. Hi.
Oh, hi, Glenda. This is Donna Lichtenfeld.
Oh, hi, Donna.
So I was just calling to say, remember I called a few months ago, and I had a whole list of people who had serious problems, and everyone's doing much better. So I thought you would be happy to hear
that.
Oh,
I'm so glad to hear that. And why doesn't that surprise me?
And the lady who was very sick with cancer, and we didn't know how long she had. Well, she's bypassed, you know, several months now. She got to see her grandchild, and she's actually getting better, even though she's stage. So, we're really happy about that. And I just wanted to say I'm asking for a blessing today because it's my birthday. So
happy birthday.
Thank you.
That's wonderful.
Yeah,
happy birthday. And also, Donna, you and I need to talk, but we'll just save that reference until in the week. Okay?
That would be great.
All right. And happy birthday, so you get a special birthday blessing.
Oh, that would be the best thing I could ever receive.
Okay, honey. And we have another caller from area code 832, and you are almost on and working on it. You're on.
Well, hello, Glenda. This is Kathleen from Houston.
Hi, darling. How are you?
Well, I'm better now. Somehow a virus decided it wanted to visit me, and so it has made its way through, and it's almost done. And, you know, those things happen.
Yes, they do.
Sometimes. But the good news is that once it goes through, hopefully it won't return, and maybe, you know, I rarely have these. So, anyway, I can talk again.
Oh.
And it's really good because I'm a communicator and a singer, so it's
yes,
really hard
I know.
When that's eclipsed, you know. But you have a beautiful way of expressing the splinter in the thumb. That was my splinter.
And see, it is just a little splinter. And I want to build, on that analogy. One more thing. Okay. Splinter in the thumb. We can see that. Let's just consider that these physical problems we deal with, including the whole physical body that we can see. Now we can see that splinter can see the thumb because it's stuck, because it's inside it. So we know there's something bigger around us. And we draw on that. But what supplies the thumb with life? Well, the hand, which the thumb sometimes connects with, and we could kind of compare that to the hand of God, shall we say.
Ooh.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay, but then the hand connects to the arm and into a whole body of life resources that are supplied by our heart.
Oh.
So now how are we going to get remedy for what's in that little thumb if we don't call on a larger resource?
That's right.
You see, that's what we do in the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
We go all the way to the body and the heart, and we draw upon these life and living resources.
Wow. Yes.
So, thank you for sharing your success there, and lots of blessings to you, because I know you have continuing challenges, and we want you to be victorious in all of them.
Well, I feel that I'm going to be completely victorious in the all of them that you mentioned. I'm going to see the oncologist tomorrow morning and get the results of tests. And I just know that it's continuing to heal.
I know it is, too.
Yeah.
I can feel it in your voice.
Mm-hmm. I know it, and it's part of, it's like you were talking to this darling lady about the challenges, and we question why these come up, but it pulls us into awareness, and
mm-hmm.
maybe that's the greatest gift that they have. You can't just go along any old way, that you are pulled into, oh my gosh, I have to pay attention here.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And actually, I will comment a little more on that in my goodness, we're not going to have much of a message today. It's already 3:27. But that's okay. Everybody who's contributed has been the message, and you've all given me an opportunity to say important things that everybody needs to hear. So I'm going to take one more call. It's an international call. I think it's Linda. Not sure.
It is.
Hi.
Good morning. Hi, Glenda. I'll make it quick. I know you're running out of time, but much love to you and the whole community again. And it just sets up my week and gives me such support. So firstly, I just want to ask a quick blessing for my best friend's son, who has had Crohn's, and they've gotten some bad news back recently, but I just want to ask for Alex and his support and his recovery.
Alex, okay.
Alex, yeah. Secondly, for myself and my son, just some clarity and support moving forward around our house situation, our career, whether we could have some support maybe with a border, but just if I can get some clarity and support around some of our issues, that would be great.
Okay, you've got it. You're on my list.
And that's lovely. And third, I just want to offer if there's some way I can get in touch with your earlier caller. She was looking for some help. Look, I don't know if I've got any air points that could help her get where she needs to get to, but if there's some way that we could arrange and get in touch, I'd love to see if I can help.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, okay, did you hear that? I want you to write me. Okay. I want you to write me at Glenda Green, just like my name is spelled, GLENDAGREEN, at gmail.com. Give me your contact information, and I will pass it on to Linda. Okay?
That's lovely. And who knows? Maybe it will all work out.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. And anyone else who wants to make a contribution for her voyage there and her eventual victory there, you could do the same thing. You could just write me, glendagreen@gmail.com, and I will send your contact information on to her so that the two of you can be in direct communication. Okay?
Okay.
I love to help people out. Yes?
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. All right, Linda, were you signing off?
I was. Thank you, Glenda.
Okay, bye-bye. I have one more caller. Hi.
Hey,
hello.
Glenda, hi, Glenda. If anyone wants to connect with each other, they can connect through Facebook on your Christ Blessing Facebook group. Everyone can connect there with each other if they want to.
You know, that's a very good idea, Desmond. Thank you. Just go to Facebook and let's see. That is Glenda Green, right?
No, that's your personal.
My personal. So
profile.
It's my personal Facebook. Right.
Yeah.
Glenda Green.
This is the group one. She could put up like, you know, I need help or whatever to get to.
Right.
There's
a Christ Blessing page. There's a Christ Blessing page on Glenda Green Facebook. I haven't been there for a while. That's why I'm asking you, Desmond. I'm asking you to give directions to everybody.
Yeah, just write Christ Blessing in searching in Google, and you'll find it.
Okay, good. Good. Thank you. And that's really, really helpful. And actually, I would encourage anyone who wants to connect with others about Christ Blessing to do that. I used to be extremely, extremely vigilant on Facebook, but this last year has taken my priorities in other directions. So I just count
on
the loyal participants to take care of everybody who comes there. So thank you, Desmond. I really appreciate that. And I just have one announcement to make, and that is that our live Christ Blessing seminar will be in Corpus Christi on January 22nd, 21st, and 22nd. Just go to our store. You could get there through lovewithoutend.com, and then click on all store, and there's in the center of the page, it says for all services and products. You click there, and it'll take you to our store. Or you go directly to our store, which is inspiredorigination.com. Okay? And then when you get there, just go to seminars and live events, and all of the information is there. On our store. It's under seminars and live events. And I would love to, please think about this. Even if you don't see yourself being a blessing giver in a public sense or any kind of public venue or even in any official capacity in your family, the fact is, we all were put on the earth to give blessings to one another. This is why the second of Christ's commandments was to love your fellow man as yourself. There's only one way you can do that. You can't love them in the sense that I would want everybody to be an artist. You can't love them as you would, in the same way you love yourself. That's not what he meant. He didn't mean to love them instead of yourself or more than yourself. He didn't mean to be sacrificial. He meant to love others with that sense of union that naturally exists between yourself and others, which God put in place from the very beginning. Discovering what that pathway is, what that union is what the Christ Blessing Seminar is all about. That's what it's all about. It's about strengthening that bridge, that capacity for union, for uniting, to be a conveyance, so that if you just meet someone in the grocery store that's confused and struggling, you can just give them a smile and say, "Can I help you?" And they might say, "I just can't find the cake, where the cake mixes are." And you say, "Oh, let me show you." But you're not really showing them where the cake mixes are. What you're showing them is something about human connection that gives them the confidence to continue asking and to continue seeking that connection with one another. It's through our connections with one another that we become stronger in the grace of God, that we become stronger in the love of Christ and our union in the Holy Spirit. So I would really, really encourage you to think about coming. It's a wonderful time of the year down here. We're on the Gulf Coast, and in the winter, it doesn't feel like winter. It feels more like autumn in most places of the United States. The water's a little too cold to swim in, except Desmond would probably swim in it. But the beaches are beautiful. The sky is clear, and most days are like in the 60s and 70s. So it's just a lovely time to get a break from a New York or Canadian or Oregonian winter. And I would just love to see you and give you a warm hug. So now let's begin with our blessing. And I would ask that the blessing givers join me, and each of you who has come to receive the love of Christ, the Holy Spirit, and the grace of God, just know that you were part of something so much larger that has an overflowing, overpowering, overgiving ability to nurture you, to bring you into wholeness, and to literally pull that splinter out of the thumb so that the splinter and the thumb are in harmony. We ask special blessings on all of those whose name is on the list. We ask special prayers for everyone in this world who is lost and suffering and has given up hope. There is always hope where there's love. And where we connect with one another, there is always love. Dear Yeshua, we pray in gratitude that you are here with us today. We know that you will give us everything we are capable of receiving, and even more gifts in reserve for when we are ready to receive. We ask your forgiveness for times we have lost faith and turned away, because we know that we were never lost from you or your love. We ask in your blessed name the great gifts of God, for there is nothing impossible to God. We ask for illuminations and understanding of the Holy Spirit, for we know that where there is understanding, there are always answers. And we thank you for your love, because we know that in a state of love, all things are bearable. And with these expressions of gratitude, we surrender to receive your blessing and simply say, Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. Amen. Your blessing is complete, except for you receiving all that has been given. So the second step is to go and rest. Don't think. Don't even continue your prayer. Just be in a state of complete relaxation, receiving and accepting the blessings of God. I thank you so much for being here, because in being here and receiving, you have more to give to others and the world. I look forward to being with you again next week. God loves you, and so do I. Bye-bye for now.